If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
My frustration level has increased tenfold. I've been here for 38 years. Oh, I've had this infirmity for 38 years. Text doesn't say he was definitely there for 38. It just says he had this condition that long. But he's been there all this time, long enough to develop the same defeated mentality of everybody else. You're going to get healed? Well, we have healing service on first Sunday night. How'd it go? Did you get healed? Well, Bishop Lambert didn't pray for anybody. I came because he said they were having healing service, and he didn't pray for anybody. And the deacons didn't catch one person. I don't understand. He said we were having healing service, and he didn't pray for anybody. He just stayed up behind the pulpit. So I was discouraged, and I walked out. I took my sickness, and I wrapped it up and took it back home. Because no man put his hand on me. Did you get your healing? No, because he didn't pray. But did you get your healing? No, because he didn't pray. He didn't bring me down to the pool when the bubbles came up. And so my environment is, I need somebody to do for me what I am incapable of doing for myself and what I don't believe God can do for me. How can you receive healing if I bring you to the pool, but you can't get it from believing the creator of the pool is living in you? Now watch. Jesus said to this man, rise. Step one, get up. Take up your bed and walk. Wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. Back up. Rewind. Nobody taking him to the pool. You want him to get up. You release something in him. Something that has been there, but there's been no provocation of it. The reason nobody can take him to the pool is because he doesn't need anybody to take him to the pool. What he needs to learn to do is change his speech. He needs to stop saying, I don't have anybody to take me to the pool. I need somebody to take me to the healing. And the healing can be where I am. I don't need to come to church to be healed. Not if I'm a believer. If I'm a believer, I can get healed at home or on my way to church because I create the environment that says, by his stripes I am healed, and I will confess my healing over my symptoms. Symptoms are the other people laying at the pool. Symptoms are you waiting to get into the pool, but faith is what God says I am. Jesus met that man where he was, laying down there on that mat. He asks him the esoteric question, do you want to be whole? It's obvious. He's here. No, it is not obvious. What is obvious is he's here. It is not obvious that he wants to be whole. It is not obvious that you want to be delivered just because you're in church. You are in church. It is obvious that you want to be here. But do you want to change? I cannot facilitate your change. I cannot force your change. I can simply point you to the change agent. If you're coming in here for me to preach you happy, you're in the wrong place. You ought to be happy before you get in here. And my happiness will join with your happiness. And my faith will join with your faith. from where you are. Leave despair. Get on up. Get up. Leave doubt. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up from self-pity. Get up from feeling that nobody likes you. Get up from feeling like you can't win. Get up from generational curses. Get up and have a new vocabulary. Have a new attitude. I'm not what I was. I am what God says I am. Get up. Get up. Get up. Rise. Rise. Notice. Well, watch. Don't just get up. Take up your bed. It's just a little bamboo mat that you can roll up. Pick it up. Why? So you don't go back to it. You need to stop making beds for failure. When you take a step of success, forget what was happening back there. Take up that bed and move to something new. Gain new support. Get a new thought life. Begin to speak differently. I will not go backwards. I'm forgetting those things that are behind me. I'm not talking about my pain, what you said about me, what you did to me, or what you didn't do. All of us have dysfunction in our lives, but will you let the dysfunction have you? I'm the way I am because I had a toxic family. Well, I'm sorry. Boo-hoo. Now get over it. The best revenge is success. Everybody that said you were not going to amount to anything, show them your PhD. Show them your $200,000 a year salary. Show them the greatness that you have. Just because you came from a broken family doesn't mean you have to be broken. Get up! Take up your bed. But he doesn't stop there. He said, get up, pick up your bed, and walk. Keep on walking, and don't look back. Keep moving forward. There's obstacles out there, but don't let it stop your forward momentum. Some victories are 100-yard dashes. Others are 40-mile runs. You don't give up. The race is not given to the swift, nor is it given to the strong, but it's given to the one who will endure and keep taking it and keep going through until they reach the purpose of God. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Tell them, get up. See, the religious con artists, they love you bed dwellers who feel that you can't get healed unless they pray for you. So they make you give money or buy water from the Holy Land. Now, how dumb is that? If that water had power, everybody over there would be billionaires. You gonna send somebody $49.95 for a pouch of water from the Schuylkill. And they love the gimmicks because they know you're desperate. But Jesus removes the desperation. Let me show you what he did. The man was obviously weak. And weakness is not something in the body that just happens. There must be a concert that goes on. The brain must send a signal through the parasympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system is the response mechanism. That means that it doesn't have to be pushed into action. It's just sympathetic. It works alongside of the body. It just does. For example, you just get up and walk because of the parasympathetic system. Because you're trained to walk. Your body, your mind, you just do it. You don't know that you are born able to walk, but your parents don't let you walk because they say your muscles aren't strong enough. And there could be some physiological truth to that. But you are born with the potential because it all comes from that system. Now, as it strengthens, you gain the ability. So whatever this man was going through, and then the consistent exposure to those that were worse off continued to weaken the parasympathetic system. So much so that it touched his speech faculties. His world now was formed by the limitation of his parasympathetic system. When Jesus said, "Get up and walk," Jesus released the power in his parasympathetic system. In other words, do what you were born to do. Many of us are hindered because there hasn't been a revelatory word to release us into what God made us to be. You are unhappy, not because you're not doing ministry, but because you're not connected to God the way you want to be. And ministry has become your mistress, and that's why you're frustrated, because you don't know what to do, but it's who you are supposed to be. And you create the environment every time you say, "I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what God wants me to do. I don't know what God made me for. I don't know. I don't know." You keep getting weaker and weaker and weaker until you just walk away. And then, like this man, you reach out for others. "Oh, Pastor, I just need to talk with you. I wish I could just talk with you once a month." "Why? Why?" "I need you to put me in the pool." God said, "No, don't you put them in the pool. They're babies. Leave them alone." In my heart, I'm reaching, "God, let me talk to them." "No, no. Not until they get over that I don't know what I'm supposed to do garbage. Because if you tell them what they're supposed to do, then they're going to lean on you."
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6318A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
It's time to come together for Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches Holy Convocation 2018. Moving forward. Services begin at 7 p.m. nightly, preceded by prayer at 6 p.m. Workshops will be held Wednesday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. in the prayer chapel. Dinner will be served immediately after classes nightly. Registration is required for each workshop session. On Saturday, August 18th, there will be a special time for teens during the Teen Live Service, which will feature giveaways, gospel recording artist Jermaine Dolly, and a relevant word presented by Reverend Darren Harley of the Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church. Dinner will be served after the Teen Live Service. Parents, encourage your teens to be here for this dynamic time of worship and fellowship. It's Holy Convocation 2018. Moving forward, August 15th through August 18th. Come and experience the power of God. We hope to see you there.